young people serving the Lord. And so God need a mouthpiece out there, you know, a young mouthpiece. When we speak to them, they think, well, y'all just getting old. Y'all on y'all way out of here. That's why y'all talking like that. Y'all trying to get it right now. But you find somebody young that's talking the same talk that old person talk, oh, they going to listen. Amen. And you're going to have some rebuttal. You're going to have some pushback, baby, but you be strong. You stand strong. All right. You know, God told Jeremiah, he said, don't even be afraid of their faces. You know, don't be scared. You speak what God put in your mouth. Whatever God tell you to speak, speak it. Adea, you speak it. Can I pray for you? Pray with you. Come on, y'all, help me pray for her. Yes. Devil trying to shut her down, shut her up. He's a lie. God going to use you. You probably heard this before. But God is going to use you, Adele. He's going to word your mouth. He's going to cause you to speak. And you ain't going to know where these words are coming from. How did they get there? They're coming from the Holy Ghost. God is going to anoint your mouth. He's going to anoint your tongue. He'll anoint your lips and cause you to speak and speak boldly. Amen. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that we have a young people, a young person, God, that you got somebody young standing up for you, Father. Lord God, we thank you, God. We ask that you would give us strength, Lord God. God, strengthen her, Father God, in the name of, don't let her be afraid of their faces, oh God, when it comes. Don't let her be afraid, God, of the words, oh God, that's going to come against her, Lord God. But Lord, we pray, God, that you will word her mouth, God. Fill her mouth, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, with words to speak, God, words of life, God. Words, God, that will cut, God, and divide, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we pray that you will raise her up, Lord God. Use her, Father, for your glory. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, and give you praise. God going to use you, baby. He going to use you. He going to word your mouth. And you won't be crying next time. Hallelujah. You won't be crying next time. Amen. Bible said count it all joy. You count it joy. Man, we need to be crying because somebody talking about us. Apparently, we must not be talking enough. You know, we must not be out there doing what you're doing to be persecuted. Oh, ain't somebody ready to get talked about? Persecuted for his sake? Come on now. That's when you get your persecution. When you're standing up for Jesus out there in the forefront in the crowd, not at home, but when you're out there in the street with your so-called friends and you begin to speak about this Jesus, that's when they're going to talk about you. All right. That's when they're going to throw the stones at you. That's where you're going to get persecuted. But he said, count it all joy. Amen. When you fall in divers temptations, knowing that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Amen. So God is just a good God. He is a merciful God. And we do thank him. Don't you worry about a thing. God is going to answer your prayer. Keep on praying. You know, the Lord told us on Wednesday night that your praying is not in vain. Keep praying. Your praying is not in vain. God hears your prayer. And God not only hears your prayer, he's going to answer your prayer. Amen. God is going to answer. I just said, Lord, you're going to answer my prayer. I don't know when. But you're going to answer me because I know you hear me. If you know God hear you, then you know God is going to answer you. And if you believe God is going to answer you, then you're going to sit up straight. You ain't going to kick no rocks. You ain't going to be complaining because you know your God going to answer you. Amen. He did it before, didn't he? Well, I guess God ain't never answered y'all before. He answered me before. I know he going to answer me again. I'm going to get that phone call. Devil, I'm going to get that phone call. That's what I'm talking to. I'm getting that phone call. And y'all going to know about it because you know I can't hold a thing. I can't hold it. Sometimes I tell it before it even happened. You know, and then when it don't happen right away, I say, Lord, maybe I spoke too early. But I didn't speak too early. I'm just praising him and thanking him and even advance because I believe it's going to happen. Amen. Turn with me to the book of Exodus, chapter 12. Not going to try to hold you long. God is giving you favor. How many know that you are favored by God? Sometimes it don't feel like you're favored. You know, sometimes you feel like, man, Lord, am I your child? You know, you haven't answered me in a while. You know, God haven't answered some of our prayers in a while. Amen. You know, but God is going to answer your prayer. But you just got to keep on praying. Keep on fasting and keep on believing. How many believe that? You know, that's why you're still here today, because God got to answer your prayer. That's why you're still sitting here, because God going to answer your prayer. You know, he's going to give you joy. He's going to restore the joy of yourself. You remember when you first got saved? Anybody remember when they first got saved? How things were just everything just changed. You know, you thought this, you know, hey, I'm skipping to my, I'm all right now. You know, everything is hunky-dory. I ain't got to worry about none of that stuff no more. But that wasn't the truth. that wasn't the truth in the natural, but it is the truth in the spirit. Amen. Everything was hunky-dory when you first gave your life to Christ, because God had you then. Amen. You know, but everything wasn't hunky-dory when you first got saved. You know, that's when the trials and the tests and troubles and people start talking about you, looking at you funny, saying they don't want to hang out with you because you don't cuss no more. You don't smoke weed no more. You don't drink no more. They don't want to be with you. And you, man, look, you raining on our parade. It ain't none of me raining on your parade. That's God raining, trying to get a hold of you. Amen. He trying to do for you what he did for me. And God wants to save everybody. Amen. So we're going to go in the book of Exodus chapter 12. I'm going to start at verse. I'm going to start at verse 29. Where I'm going to start at. I don't know whether to title this, God favored you or not, or act on God's word. I'll leave it up to you. Well, we're going to get into the word, because God's word is good, ain't it? Father God, we thank you. We come before you this morning, God, with thanksgiving in our hearts. Lord, we thank and praise you, Father God, for what you've done already. Lord, we thank you for answering prayer, God. We thank you, God, for bringing the sick out of the hospital, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for raising, Father God, the sick out of the sick bed, Lord. God, we thank you for strengthening those, Father God, that were weak, Lord God. Now, God, we ask that you will continue, God, the strength, and God, we ask you to continue to raise them up out of the sick bed. May not be in the hospital, Lord. God, they may be at home in their bed, God. They may be on the park bench, God. Some, God, on the ground, God, on the grass, Lord. We ask that you would, God, raise these people up, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray, Father God, that your word, God, will be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, God. We ask that you will word our mouths, oh God. Speak to us and speak through us, Father God. Help us, Father God, to be encouraged, oh God, so we can encourage somebody else, Lord. And we pray, Father God, as we go through this word, God, that you give me the words to speak, Lord God, from the time that you've given me to stand before this people, Lord. In Jesus' name, God, we pray. Amen. Give God one more good clap offering, please. This is when God was telling Moses that he's going to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt. This was their exodus. You know, they were on their way out, you know, and it's good to know you're on your way somewhere. When you take a vacation, well, we almost there. We got one more week, then we'd be on our way on our vacation. You know, they were on their way, you know, to somewhere grand. Amen. And so this was before they got out of Egypt. And it came to pass that at midnight the Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. Man, God wasn't playing, was he? I mean, when he said the firstborn of the, I mean, people already in the dungeon, they finna get it. They firstborn, the cattle's gonna get it. God don't mess around. And you got to understand, when God say something, you really got to understand what he's saying. You know, when he said firstborn, I guess people thought just talking about the immediate firstborn. He's talking about the firstborn. Now, everything that was born first, the ant, the grasshopper, they was getting it too, I believe. The firstborn means firstborn, you know. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, and he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. Well, it had to be a sad day, a bad day. But that same God is going to come again. And boy, you better have the blood of Jesus over your doorpost so he can pass over you too. Amen. And Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, rise up and get you forth from among my people, both you, your children, both you and the children of Israel, go and serve the Lord as you have said, and take your flocks, your herds, as you have said, and be gone and bless me also. He said, look, you take everything, you, your children, your cattle, everything that belongs to you, don't leave nothing here. Y'all get out of here. I mean, can you imagine the devil just thrusting you out because of, you know, what your God did for you? God finna start thrusting people out of their situation because what God gonna do for them. Amen. The devil gonna hurry up and let you go. The devil gonna hurry up and let your children go. He gonna hurry up and let your husband, your wives go. Your neighbor, God finna do something. He's finna to exodus his people. Amen. And Pharaoh said, go and be gone and bless me also. Tell your God to bless me too. You know, I'm going to be blessed when y'all gone. You know, can you imagine the devil being blessed because God's people, he got to be. When God's people, man, that's saying a whole lot right there. When God's people, when the devil got a hold of God's people, the devil ain't blessed. The devil got to go through some trouble. Because God going to shake up some things when he got a hold of you. Amen. When the devil's got God's children, he's got to deal with God. Amen. God got to do some shaking up. He's got to do some dividing. He's got to do some cutting. He's got to do some casting out. Amen. Remember when Jesus came to the devil and said, Lord, you come already to get rid of us? You know, they knew they had a time. You know, the devil knows he's got a time. And so when that devil got his hand on God's people, he's got to deal with God. Amen. He said, those that contend with thee, I'm going to contend with them. Amen. And he said, bless me also. And the Egyptians were urgent upon the people that they might send them out of the land in haste. For they said, we be all dead men. And the people took their dough before it was leavened, their kneading trough, being bound up in their clothes, up on their shoulders, and the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver, jewels of gold, and raiment. They borrowed. Moses told them to go and borrow these things from the Egyptians, and you know, this, they did what Moses told them to do. They acted upon the word. Can you imagine going to the people who persecuted you, who oppressed you? Can you imagine going to them and asking them for some gold and some silver and some clothes? You know, how could they not give it to them? How could they refuse after they seen those 10 plagues? I bet they wouldn't have given them up everything just to get them out of their sight. Amen. They would hurry up. Look, you take everything. But they acted upon the word of God. And, you know, most people don't want to act upon God's word. They acted on Moses' word. It was a time to act. You know, it was a time for them to go and do what Moses told them to do. I can imagine them having the nerves and the courage to go and ask the adversary for something. You know, most of the time, we'll be all right, Moses. You know, the Lord will provide. And so when God tells you something, you got to do it. Amen. When God speaks, you got to obey. So I believe it's a time for us to start acting on God's word. Peter said, if that's you, Lord, walking on the water, bid me to come. You know, Peter knew that if it was Jesus, then he would tell them to come. You know, if he tell me to come, then I'm going. I know I'm going to be all right. Amen. No matter whether it's raging rivers, whether it's hot, cold, if it's him, then I know I'm going to be all right. How many know if God telling you to do something, you're going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Don't make no difference how bad it look. Amen. Peter was walking on some stormy waters. And he said, if it be you, Lord, bid me to come. Peter knew that if Jesus say come, then I'm going to be all right. I know I'm able to go to him whether the storm is raging or not, whether I'm in a fiery furnace or not, whether I'm in the lion's den or not, or whether I'm in the valley of the shadow of death. I know I'm going to be all right. You know you better be all right if God tell you to go. Amen. Don't make no difference how hard it look. You know, how bad it might, you might think it's going to feel. Can you imagine the three Hebrew boys finna be thrown in a fiery furnace? And these ain't just stories. This happened for real. God trying to show us how great he really is. You know, they weren't concerned about how it's going to feel, Shadrach. You think our skin going to come off first? You think we're going to be dead first before we walk, you know, before we get burned a little bit? You know, they weren't worried about that. You know, that's God's problem. Amen. I'm just, Lord, give me the strength. Give me the mind. Give me the faith to go where you tell me to go. Give me the faith to do what you tell me to do. So if it's God, Peter was saying, if it was Jesus telling me to come, then I know I'm going to be all right. Because Peter knew that his word, God's word, is what? Sure. Amen. It's been tested. It's been tried already. You know, Peter tried it. Peter tested the word already. Because I've been and I've seen your work. Amen. How many have seen God work before? How many have seen God move in your life or somebody else's life before? Amen. It wasn't them. It was God that brought them out. Amen. And Peter said, I know that his word is sure. He says in 2 Peter 1:19, he said, we have also a more sure word. How many know that you got a sure word of prophecy? Amen. You got a sure word. If God say do it, then do it. Amen. That what Mary said, if he say, whatever he say do, do it. Amen. Because God's word is better. God's word is quick and it's powerful. Because the grass may wither and the flowers may, they going to fall one day. Amen. They going to fall. The grass is going to wither one day. All of this that we see one day is going to come to an end. One day he said, but my word, the word of God shall stand forever. Amen. How many know God's word won't fail? How many know God's word is not going to fall at all? How many know that God's, whatever God sent his word out to do, it's going to what? Amen. It's going to accomplish what he set it out to do. Now one word is going to fall. Amen. So he said, if he tell me to come, then I'm going to go. Amen. If he tell me to rise, then I'm going to get up. Amen. If he tell me to stand, I ain't going to move. God telling somebody to be still, don't move. Amen. Do what he say do. Amen. But the Bible says that they borrowed silver and gold and fine linen. You know, I say, Lord, why would they be borrowing these things? Do you really mean borrow? You know, we know what borrow mean, right? Hey, Brian, me borrow $20. You give me $20, you expecting the $20 back, right? Or you just say, that's all right, Al. I want to see what you're going to say. If you got them $20, I'll take them $20 and I'll be asking everybody, let me borrow $20. And y'all say, oh, that's all right. And Lord, that worked. But when you borrow something, you're expecting it back, right? How is it that we see that Moses told him to go and borrow silver, gold, fine linen? How you going to borrow something from somebody you ain't going to never see no more? Then Moses tell them, the Egyptian that you see today, you won't see them no more. How they going to get their stuff back? You know, they weren't getting their stuff back. That's our way of thinking. That's our way of borrowing things, you know. You know, it's better because, you know, some of the brothers at work, they say, They get to talking about their kids, how the kids borrow money. Daddy, can I borrow such, such, such? And I'll never get back. I said, it's better, you know, keep them from lying to tell them, Daddy, just give me $20. Give me $100. Give me the car. You know, give me the keys. Give me this. Because, you know, when you borrow, some folk, they borrow stuff, they know they ain't going to give it back. Some people ain't got the means of giving it back. So sometimes you got to take them off the hook yourself. Don't even worry about it. You just got, don't worry about it, because I don't want to see you lying. You know, I don't want to see you telling me a story, and God already know in your heart that you ain't got no intent, you ain't got the means to pay it back. Amen. But borrow to us means, you know, to receive something temporarily and to have an intention to return it. Moses told them to go and borrow gold, silver, and fine linen. Moses was telling them to go ask for something. He wasn't telling them to ask for something that they had no plans on returning. How are they going to get it back? You know, are we going back to Egypt to give it all back? You know, we're going to go and multiply all of this silver and gold and give their back. No, they weren't going to see them no more. Amen. They were taking the gold and the silver and the things that they gave them. They were taking it because it belonged to them. You know, all of those 430 years that they were in bondage, they were mistreated. They didn't get paid for none of that time. You know, somebody ought to be shouting right now, because God is saying all of this stuff that you've gone through all these years, you ain't getting no payback. Your payback is on the way. Amen. Your payback is going to come. And when God do it, God multiplies it. Amen. Can you imagine? It wasn't 400 years. It was 430 years that they were in bondage. Amen. Can you imagine laying gold and silver up, Brian? Brother Joe, for 430 years, what the return going to be on that? Amen. All those years that they labored, they tore, they made the brick without the straw. Amen. A lot of them died in the pits. You know, a lot of them didn't come out of Egypt. A lot of them died back there. Amen. But can you imagine what God is about to do for his people? All the trouble that you've gone through, all the suffering and the depression and the oppression that you're going. Can you imagine what God is going to bring you out? Your exodus, you coming out of what you in today. Amen. You better believe it. You better receive it. Amen. And so he was telling them to go and borrow something, but they borrowed. This kind of borrow, I found out, meant to ask or request by demand. Come on. Yeah. You know, I mean, why go and ask for something that belongs to you? Huh? Why go and borrow something that belongs to you? What my understanding is out of this belonged to me. So I'm going to take back what belonged to me. They went and took what belonged to them already. Amen. They demanded the silver and gold. They didn't go to the back door. They didn't go, you know, begging and on their knees. Please, we finna go out of here. They give me the silver. I want the gold. And we need that fine linen too. We want it all. We want it all. You tell that. What I'm trying to tell you is God said that you got to take back what belonged to you. Amen. It already belonged to you. Jesus died for you to have these things, not for the devil to have them. Amen. So you got to go back and get what belonged to you. The silver, the gold. Well, people say, well, I need some money. He said fine linen. He didn't ask them for no sheep. They had sheep and flock and all that stuff. They needed money. Amen. Because God knew that they was going to get out there and encounter these other nations, right? So they need something to change with. Well, we got sheep, Moses. We got lambs. We got plenty of them, you know. But what they didn't have was silver and gold. You know, they didn't have the fine linen. But God had a purpose for that too. You know, but God knew that they need some money. The Bible tells me, I don't know what your Bible reads. It said money answered all things. That's what the Bible says. And God knew that they needed some money. Yes, God could create it if he wanted to. Yes, he can do it. He can do it. He can do anything he want to do. He is the creator. But God made them give them what belonged to them. God is telling you, go back and take your peace, take your joy, take your hope. Whatever the devil took from you, go back and take it, because God, Jesus died for you to have it. Not for the devil to hold it. against you, go back and get it. Your sons and your daughter, take them back. Amen. You got to take it back. And you know what? They took it back by force. They didn't go begging. They didn't go through the back door. They went right to the front door. You brought us in the front door, Pharaoh. We going out the front door. But we going out with all your all our stuff that belonged to us. Without us, Pharaoh, you can have none of this. Isn't that something? They couldn't have all that stuff if they didn't have them slaves there working and toiling. They weren't finna do it. You know, they were sitting up there with them great big old leaves being fanned. And they was feeding fruit and, you know, sitting on their thrones. Amen. While these folk are working their brains out. You know, some of us are working our brains out on these jobs and we still ain't getting paid like we're supposed to. But God told me to tell you that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. You're going to get yours. God said the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. Amen. They wasn't just asking for nothing. They were demanding. You know, that was the type of borrowing that they said, I guess they just had it so modest. Go and borrow it, Moses said. But they went boldly and said, this belonged to me. The Bible tells us in Matthew 11 and 12, Jesus said, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom, that was God's kingdom in bondage. Amen. You know, we look at God's kingdom right now. You know, he said they suffered violence. God's people are suffering every day. They're suffering in their bodies. They're suffering in their pocket. They're suffering in their minds. They're suffering at home. God's people are going through. He said from the days of John the Baptist, even up until now, he said. You know, the kingdom suffered violence, but the violent take it by force. You know, you got to be violent. They were violent. I don't think they went in there passive. You know, you got to tell devil, this belongs to me. You don't get on your knees and say, Lord, you tell him to please let it go. You're going to tell that devil, Lord, devil, this belongs to me. This is my healing. This is my deliverance. Amen. This money belonged to me. The devil that took some people's money. Amen. Took their inheritance, but God got it stored up for you. He got it stored. This is my deliverance. You got to let him know who you are. You know, and what God said you're supposed to have, it belongs to me. Amen. My kids, they're going to be made free. Amen. They're going to be the head and not the tail. That's who you are. That's who you are. That's what God told you, the lender and not the borrower. Amen. You're healed and not sick. Amen. You got to let the devil know, I'm taking mine. It belongs to me. You know, if you've been sick in your body, tell that devil, heal them as the children's bread. You can't talk to him if you don't know what's yours. You know, if you don't know what belongs to you, you ain't got nothing to say. You just going to sit there and just take it. Take all them licks across your head. My son and my daughters, I got daughters now, y'all. They coming out. They going to be saved. The devil's trying to work a number on me this morning about my children. See, pastor kids over there. Ain't nobody behind you. Not yet, you devil. Not yet, you devil. They belong to him. Amen. He got to let them go. He got to let them children go. Them God's kids. Them ain't none of Al's kids no more. You know, them ain't none of Al's and Tawana's. They Al's and Tawana died, but they belong to God. They belong. We handed them over to God. Amen. We lent them to God. She lent Samuel. And that lent means the same thing as that borrow. I give them to you, Lord. I ain't asking for them back. Some of them you don't want back. But God know what to do with them. Amen. God know, he said, from the days of John the Baptist even until now. Y'all better know that you're suffering right now. You better know that you're in a fight right now. The kingdom of heaven has been subject to violence. The violent people being raiding. They ready to raid the devil. They ready to go back in the devil's camp. Amen. How many ready to go back in the devil's camp and take what belongs to you? We left some stuff back there. We got to go back and get it. Amen. We got to go back and get it. We got to take back what the enemy stole from us. I mean, how many ready to take back what the devil stole from you? You know, it belongs to me. When the kingdom of God starts to advance, when God starts to advance you, little sister, start advancing you, little sister, he started advancing you, my brother. You know, He starts to take ground. You know, you got to advance when God starts to work, rise up in you. You got to move. You got to be going somewhere. Amen. God advances. You know, advancing ain't, don't mean just being in the same place all the time. All your life you're doing the same thing. Been saved since 1960, and you ain't advanced at all. You still doing the same thing. You still warming the pews. Still, now you're telling folk that they ain't got to go to church because you don't feel like coming no more. I'm glad. I mean, David said, I was glad when they said unto me. But I ain't got to be glad when they say it unto me. I'm glad when I say it unto me. Let me go to the house of the Lord. I'm encouraging myself. I want to go myself, not because mama said it. You know, mama made me go. You know, I thank God for making me go. When everybody else was in the schoolyard playing basketball, they looking at us walking from Page up to Dr. Martin Luther King to the storefront church in our leisure suits and our pet leather shoes and a tie, and they would laugh and point at us. Ah, look at them, y'all. They going to church. And we was upset because they were talking about us going to church. But I'm so glad. I'm so glad to this day mama made me go. You know, now today we give our kids an ultimatum. We give them a choice. We didn't have a choice. When Joshua said, as for me and my house, my father, my mother took that literally. As for me in this house, whoever sleep in this house, whoever living in this house, you going to church. You got to go to church. You know, and boy, I'm telling you, I'm about ready to get back to some of those ways. Even on the Sabbath, we couldn't do nothing. We couldn't wash. Mama got to wash, got school tomorrow. Well, you should have did that yesterday. You had all week to wash and iron. You plugged no iron up in my house. We couldn't wash. Don't you turn no washing machine on in my house. We couldn't do no work. We couldn't do what we could have done all week long on that day. We got night service. You want to go? No, I don't want to go to night service. See what I mean? But the parents back then, they were parents. But us, we passed it. Well, let's see what the tossing around. Well, you know, I think they got to make up their own mind. Well, they can make their own mind up while they're sitting in church with you. Let them make up their mind whether they want to leave or stay. You can go and you can stay. But when you stay, you got to obey. You know, a lot of folks don't want to obey. You know, they grown now, pastor. You know, you can't tell them nothing. I'm grown. Well, you should be gone if you're grown. You know, you can be grown and stay, but you're going to have to humble yourself. Yes, you're going to have to humble yourself. Don't want to pray. Don't want to fast. Don't want to do nothing. But it's time for us to start taking back what the devil stole from. We can't do this thing passively. We got to do it forcefully. We got to fast. We got to pray. You got to always pray. Jesus said men ought to always pray and not faint. You know, I think sometimes the things get so long in our life. I'm a witness. Stuff can get so long that I'm praying for. I skip over and start praying for something else. Because it's been so long. Well, maybe God don't want it to be. You know, I start trying to get in God's mind. That's a tough place to get, ain't it, Brother Joe? Get in his mind. The Bible said David had the heart of God. He didn't have a mind. He didn't have a mind of God, you know. Because my thoughts ain't like his thoughts. I probably came up with something crazy. You know, but we got to start taking back the ground. Amen. From the strong man. And then Mark 3:27 says, no man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods except he will first bind the strong man and then he will spoil his house. You know, and you know, Pharaoh was a strong man. Amen. Pharaoh was real strong. You know, they had to have somebody to bind the strong man. And when they went, they just couldn't go and tell Pharaoh, give us all of our inheritance. Give us all your gold and your silver. Something had to happen to Pharaoh first. You know, God had to bind this man. Amen. And he bound him with them 10 plagues. After God got through whooping the devil's butt with them plagues, he was telling him, you take anything you want. And that's what the devil do. When God get through doing what he going to do with the devil, he going to say, you can have anything you want because you know what? It do belong to y'all. Amen. So Jesus went in and he bound the strong man. He bound the devil, and that's why we're supposed to have what we want. Amen. We're supposed to have the things that we need, at least. You know, Paul said, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches by Christ Jesus. You know, come on now. I still got some needs. I know y'all ain't got no needs, but I got some needs. Y'all pray for me because Brother Al still got some needs. I know all y'all needs have been met. I can look at your faces and tell that every need out there has been met. Amen. But he shall supply all your needs according to his riches and his glory. Amen. And he will do it, you know. So they didn't go in there begging him. They didn't go in there pleading with Pharaoh. They went in there demanding. How many ready to start demanding the devil to loose things? How many ready to start telling the devil to give me back my joy? Tell the devil, you can't have my children. They belong to God. I've already done something with them. They didn't get Christian, but I turned them over to Jesus. I had pastor to pray over all of them and say, they belong to you, Lord. Anoint them and keep them, even though they're going to go through. You know, the kids going to go through. You went through, didn't you? But sometimes we get so hard. You know, we get hard on our kids. You know, tell them, you shouldn't be doing that kind of stuff. Where you get that from, boy? Holy Ghost, rise up in you and say, oh, okay. Must have been from the Fouché side of the family. I thought I was going to get something out of it. Must have been because, boy, you can tell your kids. You can tell which side they come from. I look at my kids. I can tell them. I say, yeah, they got that. They got us in them. I look at them because some of them are short. Not by stature. Some of them are short-tempered. Real short temper. But I see some of them are changing too. You know, because I said, Lord, you know, that was in us. You know, that was in our family. But Lord, it ain't got to be in me. It don't have to be. It don't have to stay there no more. You bound the strong man. I can have some peace. You know, I can have some joy. God. I can be happy now, Lord. I ain't always got to walk around frown, mean, mugging people with something on my shoulder, looking for somebody to push it off and all of that kind of stuff. Lord, I can live peaceably with all men as possible if I can. You know, even when they stir you up, you still can do it. So after 430 years of their freedom, you know, they had to fight for their freedom. They had to fight, you know, physically. You know, they were fighting Pharaoh in the natural. You know, and we wrestle against Pharaoh in the spirit. Pharaoh is our spirit. The world, you know, when we look at the neighbors, we look at our spouses, we look at our supervisors sometimes. You know, my supervisor said something to me the other day, you know, and I'm like, man, I'm thinking to myself, you just telling me that and not nobody else. And candidly, I said, oh, you telling me to make the brick without the straw. That person didn't know what I was talking about. But it ain't my supervisor. It ain't my wife. It ain't my children. It ain't my neighbor next door. It ain't, you know, that. I mean, now I'm fighting a spiritual. You're fighting a spiritual Pharaoh. You know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Amen. It ain't them, but, you know, it's something that works through people. You know, it wasn't Pharaoh. Pharaoh was, they was there with him physically. They saw him, you know, and God hardened his heart. But they had to do this thing in the natural. Amen. But we're doing it in the spiritual. Same Pharaoh, same, different Pharaoh, but same spirit. You know, the same spirit that worked in Pharaoh is going to work. It's going to work in the people down here. Amen. Paul said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. The devil is behind the scene. The enemy is behind the scene working. You know, he's working against you. He ain't working for you. Amen. He's working through your supervisor. He might work through your wife. He might work through your husband. He might work through the neighbor. We don't know where he might work through mama, dad. He might be working through anything. But we got to realize that God, hallelujah, God is still with us. No matter how he's working, no matter how he come to you, you got to recognize that it's not that individual. It's not that person. It's still that same Pharaoh. Amen. That's trying to keep you in bondage. Amen. Your Pharaoh ain't your supervisor. He uses demonic influences. Amen. How many know that the devil can influence this world? How many know that when he get in a bad relationship, it's a toxic relationship? Amen. When he make a bad relationship, it's so toxic. Amen. You know, he's misleading. You know, he'll cripple the people in their thoughts and their mind. You know, it's that Pharaoh. It's the spiritual Pharaoh that's working against people. Amen. But they had to fight against this man in the natural. They had to deliberately go up to him. Moses and Aaron had to keep going to him. Keep going. The Lord said, "Let my people go. I ain't letting your people go. Go back and tell them again, Moses." The Lord said, "Let my people go. I ain't letting your people go." The Lord said, I don't know how, I should have looked it up. I don't know how many times he said it. Let my people go. How many times are you willing to say it? Huh? How many times are you willing to go to the devil and tell him what God said? Huh? And he going to tell you, "I ain't doing it. I ain't doing it." But one of them times, we don't know. He going to let your people go. He going to let your finances go. He going to let your peace go. He going to let your joy go. Amen. He going to let your husband, your wife. He going to let something go that he's got held up. Amen. He's going to let it go because he's got to let it go because God said it. You know, Paul said, you know, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Amen. And I know we got some strongholds in our life. He said, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of God. So we're fighting a spiritual warfare. Amen. We're fighting in the spiritual. Our weapons are not carnal no more. We can't walk up to the devil and tell him, you know, with a machete or a gun and tell him, you got to let him go. You got to get on your knees and start praying. You got to keep on praying. You know, we fight using spiritual weapons. You know, how many know you got spiritual weapons? He said weapons, you know, we pray. Yeah, we got to fight with the truth. Amen. We got to fight with righteousness too. We got to fight in faith. You know, we got to fight with the word of God, and we got to fight with much prayer. It is hard to get people to pray. You can get them at a fashion show. You can get them at a play. You can get them to a musical. But it's hard when you call prayer to get them to prayer. People don't want to go to prayer. I pray at home. Well, you listen to music at home too. I do this at home. You can do that at home too. I do that at home. You can do that at home too. But it's hard to get people to pray. And that is a weapon of choice that we have to choose. Amen. Because the devil know you tired. Or you work, you get off work, tired. You know, you want to kick your feet up, especially those that stand on their feet all day. You know, you don't feel like going, or it might be raining. I'm so glad that when the rain comes, it's just another rainy day. It ain't no day to stop nothing in your life. Amen. It don't stop you from doing nothing. Amen. Not at all. You know, so the weapons of our warfare, they are mighty. But prayer, we got to pray, saints of God. We got to pray. Amen. We got to seek God and seek him for our best. Amen. James said the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. Only the righteous the Lord is going to hear. Amen. He hears the righteous prayer. Not just any old prayer, but a fervent prayer. Not a lukewarm prayer, but a fervent prayer. Not just praying, but praying in the spirit. Amen. Praying by faith. Constantly, continually, importune prayer. God is looking for us to pray without ceasing. Always. He said men ought to always pray and not faint. We always should be on our knees when it's time to pray as a church, as a people, or even as a family. We need to get back to family prayer. We gotten too busy at home, you know, because I got to go to this store and I got to go over here. I got to go over to the kids' house. I got to go over here. Well, you got no time for God. And when things ain't working your way, you look up and say, Lord, why ain't it happened? You ain't, when the last time you sought me? You know, when the last time you asked me? Amen. You know, we're quick to say, Lord, why? Because you ain't praying. I prayed. How long? I know people say it ain't how long you pray. Well, man, you got to spend some time in prayer. You know, my wife, she said, I work all the time. I'm studying. I'm doing this. She said, Al, she said, you got to spend some time with me. You know, I said, you're right. That's a ministry. God didn't just give my wife the kicker to the curb. She said, I got to spend time with her. Do some things that she want to do. Some of the things she like to do, I just don't like to do. But I have to do, I do them. You know, whatever, I mean, she ain't going to have me doing nothing ungodly. You know, but whatever she like, I'm saying, Lord, you give me the strength. Pray for me, Brother Brian. You pray for me. Lord, give him the strength to do it. Give him the strength to sit there and go through this thing. God going to give you the strength to sit there and go through what you got to go through. Amen. But prayer is one thing that we don't want to do. We don't want to spend time in prayer. Amen. We don't want to do it. But we like to do everything else. And we give ourselves a leeway. We give ourselves, you know, we comfort our own self. We pat our own self on the back when it's time to do something else. 7:30 come, I should be in prayer. 7:30 come on Monday, I should be in prayer. And God knows if you got something, you know, that came up. No, but don't make this a habit. Amen. You know, we supposed to be praying together as a church on Wednesday. If, you know, we can pull some stuff. God been moving. We got a board. Amen. I don't know how many names. Tawana, Jackie, Brittany, how many names God done took off of there? We had a bunch of checks up there, didn't we? I mean, we had a bunch. Said, well, we just wiped them off because we know some more names got to take place. You know, God going to wipe that board clean, I believe. He's going to, because I believe God is answering our prayer. I don't believe that God got us praying for nothing. We ain't praying for no houses. We ain't praying for no big checks. No whole lot. We ain't praying for no, we're seeking. We're interceding for these people that are going through. Amen. People that we know, people that you know. And we believe God. Some of these folk, I believe that God has already moved, but we just haven't made contact with them no more. I believe there's a lot of good reports out there. I truly believe, because I just don't believe God going to have us praying and not answer. You know, keep, if God going to have us praying, he going to bless us with another board so we can ask him on names. None of those names ain't going to come out. He going to have this pulpit lined up with boards with a bunch of names. But I don't think God going to do that. Amen. Because I believe we're going to pray. I believe we're going to seek him. We're going to seek his face. We're going to seek his will. Amen. Too many people out there are bound. Too many people out there are sick, amen? But you got the power. The power is in your hand. The power is in you, amen? It's in your mouth. All you got to do is speak that word. Pray. Lay hands on the sick, the Bible said, and they shall recover. And so we got to pray with all types of prayer. I mean, you know, you got to pray with all kinds of prayer. And so God, Moses told them to go back and borrow. Get these things. He told them, go get silver, go get the gold, go get the fine linen. You know, he didn't tell them to go and, you know, loan it to me. That ain't what he was talking about. You know, he told them to go and get what belonged to us. You know, the devil has to pay you back. he has to give it back a hundredfold. And verse 36 says, and the Lord gave the people favor. How many know that God is giving you favor? He's giving them favor in the sight of Egyptians, he said, so that they lent unto them such things as they required. You know, as they required, and we require it now for our understanding, also is something that we need. You know, they didn't need all of that silver and that gold. God had another meaning, another plan for that silver and gold. They was going to trade with it, but also God had that silver and gold because he knew that he was going to build a temple. Amen. And he knew that the linen was going to be for the priest's garment. That's what God's intention was for. And so he said, go ask, and God will, and the Egyptian will give you what you're asking for. Now, if they can ask those people for gold and silver that didn't care for them, which represent the devil, the enemy, we can go and ask our Father. Can't we? God will give you what you ask for too. They had the audacity to go back up to the devil and say, give me the silver and the gold. Here we are. We're sitting down here, need healing. We need deliverance. Some of us need houses, cars. We need things. And God knows what you have need of. But, you know, if they can go and ask, God is showing us something. If they can ask, obey Moses' word, we can obey God's word. Amen. Remember, Moses told him, go and borrow these things. James said, you don't have because you don't ask. You know? Y'all stop asking God for your needs. Well, God knows what I need, you know, but ask him. God wants you to be persistent on some things. Amen. Jesus said in John 16:23-24, this was after Jesus told him how much he's going to have to suffer and not be with them no more. He said, and in that day you shall ask me nothing. Talking about the day that he get crucified, he leave them. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. He says in 24, hitherto, until now, have ye asked nothing in my name. And he says, ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Don't hold nothing back from God. I don't care how hard you think the situation is, how grim you think the situation look. Ask, he said. He said, ask me. If you ask me, he said, if you ask me anything in my name, I will do it for you. God has given you favor so you can ask. His favor is up on you. So go back. I feel like somebody has stopped asking. If you stop praying for somebody, start back praying for them. You stop calling their name out, start calling their name out again. God is going to answer your prayer. Amen. God is giving you favor. Life and favor is up on you. His favor will continually be on you. Anybody believe God? I don't care what you do. You might have done some bad things, thought some bad thoughts. But God's favor is still up on you. Amen. Y'all don't believe that? Boy, y'all quiet. I sent this text out. Psalms 30:5. For his anger endured but a moment. God promised he won't always chide with us. He won't always be angry. You get mad at your child, don't you? You get mad with him sometimes. But do you stay mad at him? I guess some people do stay mad at their kid. You know, God ain't going to stay mad at you. He said, David said, for his anger endured but for a moment. And his favor is for a lifetime. You know, that's something to shout about. Lord, I know I act up sometimes, but your favor is a lifetime. It ain't no limited lifetime. It never wears out. God's favor is always up on you. And so if the favor of God is upon you, continue to ask, continue to seek, continue to knock, and that door is going to be open for you. Ask, he said, and it shall be given. Seek, he said, and you shall find it. Knock. Make sure you're knocking on the right door. Knock on heaven's door. Lord, you said you're going to heal. Lord, you said you're going to deliver. Lord, you said I was coming out of this thing I'm in. I'm tired of going. God know you're tired. But he said that he's going to do it for you. Amen. He said, I'm going to bring you out. This is your exodus. Say, Lord, I'm taking back what's mine. I'm taking back what the enemy stole from me. I'm taking back what he deceived me out of. I'm taking it all back. First, I want my peace, Lord. Because without peace, I can't function. You know, some people can, boy, they can function in chaos. You know, kids get loud, too loud for me at the house. I'm like, man, I can't, I got to think. I got to go upstairs. My mother, grandkids can turn the house down. And it wouldn't bother her, but my father, hey, y'all sit down up there. I can't think. Take back what's yours. Take back your peace. Take back your finance. The devil has stripped us from our finances. Amen. I want it all back. I don't know about nobody else. I want everything that belongs to me, everything that God tells me I can have. I want it and I'm going to get it. Amen. Are you going to get yours? You're going to take it by force and you're going to beg. You're going to beg the devil. You're going to make a bargain with him. You're going to make a plea deal with him. Don't plead with him. Command the devil to give it back to you. It belongs to who? Me. It belongs to me. Say it belongs to me. It belongs to me. It's mine. Jesus paid too great of a price for that. He went through too much. Say he was only on earth for, you know, in ministry, what, 3 years? And that's short. But in a short time, look what he went through. He went through. He went through in a short time what we ain't going to go through a lifetime. Amen. So be strong and of good courage. Amen. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he reap. Sow in tears, and the Bible said you're going to reap in joy. God bless you this morning. Hallelujah. It belongs to me. I'm taking it back because God has favored me. You know, he's favored me. I'm going to start back praying like I used to pray for my children. I'm going to start praying back like I used to pray for my family. I'm going to continue to pray like I used to pray. Yeah, I admit it. I got off praying like I used to pray. You know, I was just throwing some lullaby prayers up there. But you got to get down with it. I got to let God know that I'm serious about when I come to his throne. When you come to God, you got to want something. You know, or if you just come to him, just give him praise and worship. Got to do that like you want something too. You got to do it like you mean it. Like he is God. You know, do it like some people do it here sometimes. They just get in here and they just, yeah, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm talking about my sister right there. She don't care who around. I mean, she get loud and let God know. I ain't studying them, Lord. This between me and you. It got to be between you and God. You know, it's got to be. I mean, that's a relationship with God. You know, it's got to be between you and your father. Amen. I don't let nothing come between me and my children. And God ain't going to let nothing come between me and him. Amen. God bless you this morning. Anybody need prayer? He said, ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Anybody want to make a recommitment to God? Well, I ain't going to try to hold y'all. I ain't one of those, Lord, don't tell me to tell me nothing. I ain't going to. You're safe in his arms. You're good with Jesus, and that's good enough for me. Amen. If you're leaning on him, keep leaning on him. If you're trusting him, keep trusting him. But prayer is the key. God has favored you. Don't think that you got to stay where you are today in that place. God want to bring you out. You know, he brought them out after four. They waited 430 years. Wait on the Lord and be of good cheer. God bless you. Let's stand dismissed. We're going to have a little meeting, discussion about what we're going to do for school supplies again that's coming up on us. You know, we're going to give those back out. Waiting on some information from Tawana and Brittany about what type of supplies. Anybody else know what type of supplies they're going to need? You know, we're talking about doing it for high schoolers and elementary school as well. So we're going to talk about that a little bit as well. And also, thank you, Lord. Anybody, y'all going on vacation next month? End of the month? Anybody? Huh? The reason why I'm asking, Sister Harvey reached out to me and said she would like to come and minister. She said it can be 2 days or only a Sunday. So she said it can be a Friday or Saturday. And she chose the last 2 weeks, either of those weeks in July, 18th, 19th, and I think the 24th, 25th. That's a Saturday and Sunday. She said she can come for 2 days or she can come for just a Sunday. I said I would check with the church, you know, make sure nobody's on vacation and none of that, you know. So whatever week is good for you all, let me know so I can let her know. The last 2 weeks in July, either the third week or the fourth week, I'll let me know so I can let her know. Whether it's going to be Saturday and Sunday or just the Sunday. She just want to come out and minister to us and see us. So now get back with me. Is any of them days all right? Excuse me? I just tell her the last weekend of the month then. That's the 25th, 26th, 25th. Yep, so I tell her and we can start pushing that. Letting people know that she'll be back. She's back after, you know, her going through. You know, she says she's been gradually getting back, getting stronger and stronger. So, you know, when she come here and strengthen us, and we'll strengthen her too. Amen. There'll be nothing else. We're gonna dismiss. Yes, sir. Really? Them come on up here. We'll pray for him. Sure enough. Been having headaches? Mm-hmm. Man, I know about them headaches. Yeah. What kind of headaches? You know, like, what they say what kind of headaches? Come on, Dad. No. Ain't no migraines or nothing, is he?
We're not sure. He gets them pretty bad every day almost.
Really?
Yeah.
But we don't pray. Come on, y'all help me pray.
Not anymore.
Yes, Lord. We're going to anoint him in the name of the Lord. What's your name again?
Isaiah.
How could I forget that? Isaiah the prophet. Amen. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Thank you.
The devil is trying to attack the children, ain't he?
Yes, he is.
He's trying to keep them from coming forth. But Satan, the Lord rebuke you.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over Isaiah. Satan, we command you to take your hands off of him right now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now, God. We thank you for loosening him, God. God, we ask that you would deliver, God, and heal, Father God. Take these headaches away from him, God. Give him peace, Lord God, so he can sleep, Lord. Lord God, we thank you right now, God. Satan, the Lord rebuke you in Jesus' name. God, we thank you for him, Lord God. We ask that you would raise him up, Lord God. We curse the devil. We bind the sickness. We bind the headaches. Satan, we know who you are. We recognize who you are. And we cast you out in the name of Jesus. We bind you up and cast you out. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Deliver him, Lord. God, we give you praise and glory, God. We give you praise and glory for doing it, God. We count it all joy. In Jesus' name. Go in peace, Isaiah, and your headaches won't be no more. Amen.
Amen.
It won't be no more. Amen.
Amen.
These headaches that you see today, you won't see them no more.
Amen.
We believe it in Jesus' name. I ain't just talking.
Thanks.
Amen. God bless you, Isaiah.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Anybody else? He can do it. He did it for me, Isaiah. I used to suffer with migraines. Yeah, they still going through a little bit, but God delivered me. He did. I used to come in here crying, grown man, crying. I couldn't sleep, couldn't go to work, didn't get paychecks, all of that. But I just kept believing God, kept waiting on God till one day he came in my bedroom and healed me, delivered me from all of that. He can do the same thing for you. He can do the same. He's the same God. You believe that? Say, I believe it, God.
I believe in God.
Amen. Amen. It shall be. It shall be, Isaiah. Let me know when it happened, not if it happened. Let me know when it happened. Because I want to rejoice. I want to scream like this lady over here. Yeah, I want to scream and shout like her. Amen. Amen.